Yo, 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 welcome back to the official BPM podcast. My name is Jake Parton, and this podcast is all about education and entertainment mixed in, okay? You can listen to it while you're driving, you can listen to it while you're working out, and the cool thing is this, you can actually make someone else's day when you share this with them, okay? We really appreciate it. We've got our own brand, www.theofficialbpm.com, where we sell t-shirts, we sell like habit trackers, we've got more coming soon. We have events that happen. I love to bless the community with, you know, income streams and just different ways of how they can actually level up. And we're also sponsored by an amazing CMOS brand called Limitless. If you want 10% off, just go to patsys.co.uk, patsys.co.uk, use BPM10 to get 10% off. If you enjoy this episode that you're about to hear, I really appreciate you sharing it all over your social medias and tagging us in it, okay? If you go ahead and buy a t-shirt as well, send the photo into our Instagram, theofficialbpm_, and we'll actually post you on our page. All right, guys, I love you all. Let's go. Yo, yo, yo. What is going on, team? It has been a minute, and you know, we've made some changes to the way that we do things. So currently right now, this is me talking into a microphone. Okay, we're not actually on Zoom. It's me, my bottle of Evian water, and my notes on basically what I want to share with you all today. Okay, first of all, I hope you're doing amazing. I want to give a massive shout out to everyone that is, you know, listening to the podcast. The key is to repeat. That's how we learn anything. If you think about how we're programmed, you know, we are literally programmed from repetition of information. So definitely listen back to these. I even listen back to them. It's not that I'm listening back to Jake. It's that I'm listening back to the information that I've downloaded. Okay, I often show people that it's not, I don't even believe in Jake. It's I believe in what's inside of Jake. I believe in the information, you know, books like Think and Grow Rich and, you know, what I've learned from my mentors, Mr. Bob Proctor, you know, now Mr. Bugs. The book, The Secret, you know, that tells you a lot. It's not really a secret, but, you know, you just got to just understand that the process is simple. And that's actually what this episode's all about. It's called It's Real Simple. And just come off the back of a really, really, really good event in actually my old town, Birmingham. There was a lot of people there. They all came to take a look at you know, what it is that we do, what we're up to, how I was able to retire at the age of 29. You can probably hear my voice that I've lost my voice. It's because I took my wife to watch my old, you know, football team that I support, Aston Villa, and it was a good experience. I got the tickets completely wrong. We were sat right at the back. I'm talking like I could literally turn around and put my cups on the back of the thing. We were sat right at the back, but it was a good time. We drew 2-2, but that's when my voice is, you know, the way it is. So it's real simple then, guys. You know, let's get right into it. I want everyone right now, if you're listening back to this, to just take a second and stop everything that you're doing right now. Okay, just take a second and stop. You ain't gonna be right now. You know, if you're driving, don't pull over or anything like that. You know, based on me. But you know, when you do pull over and maybe. You go into a certain location, you know, before you get the car, just stop and just sit and think about just a few things. All right. And if you know, maybe if you're listening to this back in the gym right now, you know, crush your workout, but you know, when you get back in the car, just stop and just, I want you to think about where you are, you know, where are you in life right now? Where are you in life? You know, in the areas of happiness, in the areas of health and fitness, family, friendships, income, lifestyle, the way that you earn money, how do you live your life from a normal, you know, the Monday to Friday or Monday to Sunday, whatever it is. How do you live your life? Where do you live? Are you happy with where you live? Just take a look at where you are. Are you where you thought you would be at this point in your life? Okay, these are a few questions. Remember, most people don't think. They don't even ask themselves these questions. They just go plod along through life every single day until they go, oh, no way, I'm 65 now and, you know, I'm still in the same position because I've done no thinking. You know, people say, oh, you're a deep thinker. No, I'm not a deep thinker. I'm just a thinker, okay? I just think. That's what I actually do. So Where are you? Okay, second question. Are you happy with the results that you are currently experiencing? Okay. When it comes to a money standpoint, when it comes to your investments, how much you've got saved right now, when it comes to your health and fitness, how do you feel within yourself? Are you underweight? Are you overweight? Are you looking like the way you want to look? Are you feeling like the way you want to feel? Are you in a happy relationship? Is it supportive? Is it flourishing? Is it growing? Do you show interest in each other? Are you still having amazing sex? Are you desiring, you know, like other things, right? Are you suppressing things? Are you holding things in? Are you keeping things from each other? Okay, you're living in guilt. Are you living in shame? Like, guys, get honest with where you are right now and if you want to change something. If you're not happy, why not change it? Think about this. I want you to list all the reasons, right, why you would not be able to change your situation. Okay. What's going to stop you from changing? What's going to stop you from leveling up in your relationships? What's going to stop you from leveling up in your health and fitness? What's going to stop you from leveling up from the money that you're earning right now, the way that you're earning money? What is stopping you? Okay, write these things down. Remember, think. It's time to start thinking. Most people never think. They never take the time to actually analyze their own life because they're too busy analyzing other people's lives on social media, scrolling TikTok, scrolling Instagram, scrolling Facebook, making judgment over here, making judgment over there. But they never make judgment of themselves. They never look themselves in the mirror and say, do you know what? What am I doing right now? I'm judging everyone else, but maybe it's time to judge ourselves. Just something to think about. The thing is, you know, when you change, you're gonna come across a lot of reasons as to why you can't change. Okay, write these reasons down. You can't have results and excuses at the same time. It's not gonna work out. It really isn't gonna work out. Okay, I personally can't associate with people that have excuses. You know, if you're the sort of person that has excuses, what happens is this. I have this, recently I've had this person and they said, you know what, I would do X, but this is in the way. You know what we did? We eliminated this. You know what happened then? He found another excuse. Now it's, I would do this, but if it wasn't for this. And I realized that there's two types of people. The person that's going to look for all the reasons as to why they want to stay the same, but complain. And the other person is the person that looks for all the reasons why they have to change. And they just fucking do it. They don't bitch and complain. They don't blame. They take responsibility and they go, do you know what? I am the only problem and I am the only solution. I love the word challenge. If you look at the word challenge, maybe write it down. The last three letters and the first three letters spells change. It's gonna be a challenge when you change. But let me tell you this: it's a real simple process, isn't it? Think about this for a second. Again, man, just think. You know how to level up your health and fitness. It's not rocket science, guys. You know how to increase your cardiovascular situation. You know how to lose that fat. You know how to build that muscle. You do? No, I don't. Just spend 2 minutes on YouTube. Put it into Google. Like, guys, calculate your macros. Like, what is going on? You know what foods to eat and what foods that you need to avoid. Okay. You know what self-sabotaging habits that you need to let go of right now. You know how many times that you should be training in the gym. You know what you should be, I don't know what I'm doing in the gym. Again, just spend 10 seconds on YouTube. Remember I said, one person looks for all the reasons why they can't. Oh, I can't, you know, do all this because I'm not very good at, you know, technology. And no, you're just a person that's full of excuses. That's what it is. Oh, well, I've got this wrong with me and, you know, I've got this and I've got my family here and time consuming here. No, 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 no. You just got excuse-itis. That's what it is. No one cares what you've got going on. No one cares. No one cares. Nobody cares about your past. No one cares about how you feel. No one cares about anything that comes out of your mouth. Because all you do is talk about excuses. But you got to change it, man. You got to change it. Guys, it's time to level up, man. The ball of love that you have for your family. I've just done a post about this on my social media. The ball of love that you have for your family needs to be bigger than the ball of excuses that you're dragging around with you. Let me tell you this. The second that you cut the cord between you and your excuses, oh my gosh, you're going to be like a catapult. You, let me tell you this. You know, the two ears that are listening back to this podcast, you know that face in between those two ears, yeah? Take a look at it right now. If you're sat in the car, just take a look in the mirror. If you're in the gym, take a look, hard look at yourself right now in the mirror. Look into your soul. Those two black pupils in your eye sockets, look into that. You need to understand that you can do it. You can level up. All those excuses, that ain't the real you. That's not the real, you've learned all that from your environment. You've learned all that from other people that have this excuse. Itis. You love your family. I know you do. And you know what it is? But your actions don't tell us that. Now listen, this is not a beat up. Because there's some people that listen back to this. And they're fucking champions. There's some people, especially that I'm associated with. You know, the people that work closely with me. The people that work close with me, they know. They know how it is. They know you can't come with any excuses. Even the way that we speak, if I even hear in your words that you're positioning something in a negative direction, I'm gonna pull you up on it. Some like it, some don't. Some like it, some don't. You know what it is? I would rather be told the brutal, honest truth so I can level up than be told a nice lie packaged with a bow on it. Yeah, that enables me to stay the same year after year after year. I'm loyal to God. Okay, I'm loyal to my family. I'm loyal to the vision. Some people get loyalty messed up as well. Oh, well, I'm loyal to this person. Yeah, but what if this person, you know, what if this person's on the wrong track? If you stay loyal, is that stupid? I think it is. I'm not saying be nasty to this person. I'm not saying, you know, you've got to do it. I'm not saying anything. I'm saying still be their friend. I'm just saying if you keep doing things that aren't getting your results and expect a different result, we all know what that's called, right? I ain't got to say it. So guys, the process is real simple. You need to take an honest look at yourself and say, listen, where am I? And then you need to say, where do I want to go? In the next 30 days, how much progress do I want to see? In fact, forget the 30 days. We'll come back to that. Where do I want to be 1 year from now? Where do I want to be 2 years from now? Where do I want to be 5 years from now? Where do I want to be 10 years from now? Okay, perfect. Bang. Now, let's take a look at your habit set. Do you know there's 3 lots of 8 hours in a 24-hour period? 3 lots, 8 hours. Most people, they sleep for 8 hours. I can't remember the last time I slept for 8 hours, but let's just say people sleep for 8 hours. Let's say people work their job or whatever it is for 8 hours. That leaves another 8 hours. Do you know? This third 8-hour section, what you do with that 8 hour, those 8 hours, yeah? Determines whether your great-great-great-grandchildren are going to even know your name. Do you know your great-great-great-grandfather's name? Your great-great-great-grandmother's name? Do you know them? Do you know why? They never did shit. They were the same as everyone else. Mediocre, average. Oh, well, Jake, you know, they had a heart. They had a soul. You know, they probably were a nice person. I'm not saying they're not a nice person, guys. I'm saying they didn't really live the way that God intended us to live, to become the best version of ourselves. The best version of ourselves. Serve many people. Elevate. So what are you going to do with this last set of 8 hours? Are you going to waste it by sleeping, making excuses, hanging around negative Nancy Sour Steve, scrolling on social media? I share to my group, you know, some people, most people, they would rather crush goals, crush candy than crush their goals. Think about it. Are you a consumer or a producer? Are you being productive or are you being busy? I know a lot of busy people busy being broke. Guys, you got to think about this. It's a simple process. And I hope this message has kind of gave, you know, give you like a conscious interrupt. I want to share a story real quick to end this off that my mentor shared with us. We streamed him in. This individual has helped over 100 people become millionaires. He's helped 100 average people. Yeah. Average people. Not one of them grew up into wealth. And now they're earning over $1 million every single year. Over 100 people. And we streamed him in. He's actually mentoring me now personally. I'm speaking to him every day. And which is why I'm excited for, you know, anyone right now that's actually taking advantage of the platform that we have. We teach people how to save money whenever they travel. We teach people how to benefit from actually helping people save as well. We teach people how to multiply money. We teach people how to earn money. A lot of people, they don't even know how to earn it before they're trying to multiply it. We teach people the whole thing. How to become the best man and woman that their family deserve. For real. Community. All right. So he said a very profound story. He said this. Okay. He said, because he's got this big aquarium. And he said, here's how you train. I think he mentioned the fish pike, right? There's a pike. And there's loads of pike. And they eat these little fish called minnows, right? And what happened is they put all these pike into this tank. And they put a glass wall in the middle of the tank. So all the pike are on the one side. And they're all swimming around the pike. And they drop a big load of minnows on the other side of the glass. On the other side of the tank. Right, so in between the minnows and the pike, there's this big sheet of glass, super, super thick, so nothing can get through it. And what's happening is the pikes are swimming, and every time they go to hit these to eat the minnows, they're banging their head. 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 And it's and all of a sudden it starts to they slowly start to stop banging their head against this brick wall because they realize that. Every time they go for their dream, because think about it, pikes can't, pikes can't set money goals. A pike wakes up every day with a dream of, I need to eat today, I need to survive today. So their dream, the minnows represents your dream. And what happens is this, over time, they actually release and they pull up this sheet of glass. And the minnows, they come in and they swim all around the pike and they can go all inside the, right in front of the pike's face, and the pike won't even attempt to eat it. Why? Because in their mind now is programmed, every time I go after my goals and dreams, it hurts. And this is how most people are living their life. Don't be that person. You've heard this story for a reason. You've attracted this podcast for a reason. Don't. I wonder what has been that invisible glass that's conditioned maybe your grandparents, your great-great-great-grandparents, and they've passed those same limiting beliefs down to you. But guess what? That sheet's not even there anymore. It's a decision. You can decide. There's no sheet. I can eat what I want. I can go for what I want in life. I did it. Was it scary? Of course, man. Was it a challenge? Of course. If you do what's easy, your life's going to be hard. But if you do what's hard, guys, eventually, man, your life's going to be easy. Trust me. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you have, share it on your story modes. I love you all, guys. It's real simple. Make a decision and change it. Let's go.
Hey,
Yo. So there you have it, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. Like I said, a little bit different today, but it was just a kind of like a conscious interrupt. If you did enjoy it, all we ask is that you share it. And once again, guys, you know, head over to www.theofficialbpm.com, get yourself some merchandise, and spread the love. Become a beacon of leadership for you and your family. They all deserve it. You deserve it. And I just want to say I love and appreciate you all. God bless. And I'll see you on the next episode. All right, guys. Speak soon.